inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe.
And for those without snow and ice still in our yard, we get started on cleanup and preparation of our greenhouse and garden in this week's edition of Garden Talk. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So we probably talked a little bit about this last fall as part of the usual fall cleanup, but there are some things that we probably should be doing now before we start planting and to clean up our greenhouse.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for a lot of us, even after I talked to you last, we still had tomatoes in my greenhouse up until Thanksgiving. In fact, we took them down to California with us. So there was garden cleanup to be done this winter, and I've been working on that greenhouse cleanup. And so I've been doing that, getting out all the old plants that were in there, trying to clean off, even just using a broom to knock down the cobwebs in the corners, sweep things out. There were leaves that blew into my greenhouse, because now that I finally have doors I just put on it, that will help. So the cleanup is really important. However, people have been known to use, and I have to say even I have been known to use, bleach, like in a spray bottle, diluted, and even diluted to 10% bleach and the rest water. Spraying bleach is effective on killing fungus spores and stuff in the greenhouse, on the surfaces. If you've got a wooden frame greenhouse, certainly fungus grows into the wooden frames, unfortunately. But the hazard to us is such that if you want to use bleach, you really ought to have a full respirator face mask. The little dust mask, little paper dust masks don't do it. I mean, you can do serious damage to your lungs, to your eyes, as far as that goes. I mean, you should have eye protection also. But really, you've got to be very careful using that. Alternatively, using ammonia with just about the same cautions. You can use a vinegar spray, which is less hazardous, but still we don't want to be breathing it too much.
And you certainly don't want to be mixing ammonia and bleach, too.
No, definitely not. I mean, there's some of those, there are some very bad combinations that you really do want to avoid, because the toxic gases that the combination produce will knock you out, and then your loved ones might just as well bury you in your greenhouse to be remembered, and then you have a memorial greenhouse, which isn't much fun anymore.
And should you just use like a plant food sprayer if you're going to use one of these cleaning solutions?
Yeah, use a clean one. I mean, I almost recommend having your separate sprayers, really. You know, if you're using plant food in it, you want to use it just for plant food. Same thing for cleaning products. And the same thing goes if you're using pesticides or herbicides.
You don't want to switch should back
be,
and forth. You're going to
exactly,
kill something.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. They can be contaminated. So you should label those containers so that you're using the same stuff in them. Very, very important. But getting everything cleaned out, then whether you know, if you've got pots, if people grow in pots in there, get those cleaned out also. If they're using, I have beds in my greenhouse. So, again, I've worked through those, loosened them up. I've mixed in some organic fertilizer. And because they were very dry, I watered them and then covered that inside the greenhouse with clear plastic. And that soil in the greenhouse is now warming for, well, it's going to be a while, but those little tomato plants that I planted on the first day of spring that are up under lights in my greenhouse, in my house, to eventually go out there, hopefully about a month from now, maybe the last week in April, first week in May, if it's warm enough.
Okay, and we've got just about a minute left, but also another thing we should probably check out is the mechanicals in case things got kind of funky over the winter.
Absolutely, yes. If you've got fans and vents, make sure that they're working. I mean, vents can get plugged up with dust and dirt and cobwebs and all of that. You know, if you've got screened windows, make sure they work. If you've got fans, turn them on. If they need some lubrication, you hear them screaming at you to oil me or give me some grease, definitely do that. Make sure that the air moves. If you've got little portable fans, clean those out. And, again, ventilation is going to be all important, as always. And I've got, I'm just starting to fill up my water barrels inside the greenhouse. So again, those can help store heat and then slowly release it during the daytime or into the evening so that my greenhouse doesn't get so cold.
Okay. Ed Barsky, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next week.
Very good, Matt.
Ed Barsky is a master gardener, and we check in with him every Thursday morning here on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall.